Hey everyone, so this is Avril, and today I wanted to make my podcast about something that was very interesting to me. Is I have people coming up to me and constantly they ask me, I'm not sure what to do because I want to make money, I want to go to work, and I don't have the skills, I don't have the experience to do this, but I want to make $10,000, $20,000 a month. It's simple and it's very easy. If you want to do these kind of jobs and have these sorts of skill sets, then you need to develop yourself. You need to grow your work experience, and then that way you can get paid for those jobs the amount that you want to get paid, whether it's $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, whatever your goal is. So here's a list, and I found it quite interesting. I looked it up online. I went online and I found these jobs. So with skills that can pay $10,000 a month, the number one was a graphic design. So graphic design today with 3D, with Photoshop and all the other products and programs that we have available, which you can also purchase for free, have a trial purchase for free. If you have 5 emails, then subscribe for 5. Or else you can use some programs which are similar to these programs until then you can afford to purchase these major programs. And then you have, of course, all of the support and the skills, because a lot of people like to hack into systems and not buy the programs. I don't agree with that as a point of it being unethical, but not everybody's the same as me. I completely understand. Do you? Do what's best for you. Number two, a skill that can pay you $10,000 a month would be to write emails. How many people want to sit there and actually write emails to 5,000 clients? Not very many. So you can approach these companies and say, hey, what are the sort of things you have to get done? Do you need clients to come in? Do you need written up emails to follow up with clients? What are you looking for? And 100%, if they have 5,000 to 10,000 clients, that's something you can be getting paid a lot of money for. The number three skill, copywriting. So of course, if any company needs a writer, you can actually freelance and do this from the comfort of your own home. You don't need to physically be in a company and have a specific writing. You can work for 20 to 30 different companies and freelance as a writer and make quite a few, you know, quite a good income. The third would be to build the funnel. So when you're building different types of funnels, it would be sales, it would be marketing, it would be something that would be promoting the business and bringing them sales and revenue and growth into the company. So by building a funnel for them is allowing that company to blossom and grow into their projection and hit the sales and the marks that these companies want to meet. Number five, content creation. Now this is huge. When we look at today in Instagram, TikTok, social media, Facebook, everywhere we look, content is always being poured down our throats. But why? Because people know that's where we are today. Some people still watch TV, given, but it's wasted money on advertising. The biggest thing that you have today is content on social media channels. But who creates that? So by being a content creator, by having those skills, editing, Photoshop, InStyle, all the different types of programs, Canva, just using your iPhone, adding video effects, whatever you want to do, that position to create the content for these companies can lead you up to a revenue of $10,000 a month, personally. Number six, building a brand. So when you have a brand, it's a very important part of marketing. So everything you do will represent the company, what they stand for. So you want to build upon that. You want to promote who they are, what they stand for, what their ethics and morals are, what their products are, and who they're trying to market to. And once that's built, it's solid and it's done. So it's a very important thing to have, because if there is a mistake, of course, done by a company, that could eliminate any possible growth that they have. So by positively building brands, you have then something to move forward to capitalize, to make $10,000 a month. Now we have number seven. So with coding is the most important thing. If you look on everything on the back end, everything is code. Everything from accounting programs to websites to application, everything is set in code. So this skill can grow you at least $10,000 a month, because with just one business alone, guaranteed. They have coding to be done on their website, their app, their mobile app site, different things, their different programs. So it's a highly used transferable skill is learning how to code. And finally, number 8 is social media growth. You can make $10,000 a month by just being able to take a social media platform and growing that company from 1,000 followers to 10,000 followers within 30 days. They would be willing to pay you a lot of money if you would be able to potentially lead them into huge and massive potential growth, which ultimately means that you're catapulting this company into their future. And that would in turn lead to you making and building yourself a brand as a social media niche or expert who has the capability to develop these companies and lead them into the future growth as they wanted to. So overall, my basic suggestion would be to you as being a business person, as wanting to have a skill that pays $10,000 a month, you need to look at the trends and what's happening right now. It's not in the past. It's not what's been done in the past. We need to step and go into the future because these are the skills that will lead you into the future, massive growth. So if you pro bono your skills out to these companies while you're working your 9 to 5, then after you have a few testimonials written on a website, written on a web page, your social media pages, and then actively people will be finding you because of your good reputation in the area. So if you have one of these areas that you're more better at than the others, then I would highly suggest that you look into that and you follow that gut instinct and you go after the company that you want, whether it's the social media or any of the other ones, content creation, just do it and build it up and always be confident and just know that you're doing the right thing for you. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and it was relevant and you got something out of it. Take care, guys. Until next time.